Next case under advisement, was taken under advisement, was 11,003. And that's the variance from separation requirement between the units and a mobile home park. And this is where they would like to add a silver top awning to their existing deck.
I think it's another case of where Harry up the street does it. So now I want to do it, and I want to get something that'll look like everybody else's. Well, anyway, he's looking at 9x16 awning.
Yeah, 9x16, requesting 4.2 variance, foot variance.
There's a 20-foot setback, right?
From the 20-foot setback, yep. It'd be 15.8 between the two units if he gets his proposed 9x16 awning. That's not going to be closed in.
Was there a, did I understand there was another variance on the deck, or am I mixing that up with some other one?
I think they have one.
There's a deck variance approved in December of 2010.
2010.
All right, okay.
You approved the deck.
I see it now.
Yep.
Susan, I got a question to ask you. If he had a roll-up awning, we had to have anything for that?
If it's retractable and it's not permanent.
It wouldn't need it.
He could do that.
No problem.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
It's not permanent.
Okay.
As long as it's not a permanent awning, then he wouldn't need it.
That's what I asked him. About a permanent. Why couldn't he use something to roll up?
He didn't want to do that.
I'm not sure if that's what he said.
I think he testified it was more expensive.
It was more expensive
than the silver top, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, remember I asked him for one of those sunsetters or sun tracks, and he said they were more expensive than one that he had proposed to do. That's what I thought he said at first. I misunderstood him. That's why I wanted to clarify that for the record. So it is more costly. Okay, excuse me. Are there any more questions and more discussions, gentlemen?
One other question. If he closed that in later, then he'd have to another variance.
He'd have to come back again because it's only approved for the use they asked for, the variance.
Okay.
So if he screened it in, he'd have to come back again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe Mr. Workman had asked him if he was planning on screening it in, and he said
yeah.
not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I did ask that question, but I just want to make sure if he did, and they got you checked that out, and he'd have to come back again and get
correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he did state that for the records. Okay. Then if there's no further discussion, and if the board is ready to vote, chair will entertain a motion on case number 11,003.
Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 11,003 because the hour's late.
To our next regular meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,003 until our next regular meeting, which will be July the 16th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,003 again will be tabled until our next regular meeting. It's 7:16.
Chairman, okay. Could you go over what is open and what is tabled to make sure I have everything?
Okay, well, let me get this other.